Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
It's time for your favorite prank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Rachel?
Morning!
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We are so blessed. We hear you need some revenge on your husband, Dennis. What did he do?
Yes, please. So my husband is taking this election like way too far, and I'm so tired of it. So I need some payback. Hopefully you guys can help me with that.
We can. What did he do?
So we've always been on opposite sides of the political fence, and it's never really been a major issue. We try not to talk about it too much. But this year has obviously been really different, as I'm sure you guys know. And I've been trying to keep my cool, but my husband just can't. He won't stop talking about it, and now he started hiding my ballot from me.
He's what? Hiding your ballot?
Wait.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so we both got mail-in ballots this year.
Uh-huh.
And at first, I found my ballot in our junk drawer, and I thought, like, okay, this could just be a mistake. He was moving stuff around, whatever, like, it happens. But then, after I took it back out, I found it the next time in his underwear drawer.
Girl!
I'm putting laundry away, and why is this in here? This doesn't make any sense.
Did you confront him about it?
Yeah, I did. I was like, Dennis, like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, you know, it was just a mistake. It must have gotten caught. You know, it was probably on the table and I accidentally.
It got caught in his boxers and he put it in his underwear drawer. Come on.
See, I wonder about this, about people who date. Is that one of the first conversations that you have, what side of the political fence you're on? Or was this into the relationship where you realize that you weren't on the same team?
Oh, yeah. No, we did not talk about it for at least a couple of months.
Mm-hmm. And then you're too far in, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I fell in love with him. It was like, okay, well, you know, this doesn't have to be a deal breaker, hopefully.
Okay.
And now he's hiding your ballot, so.
Not at all.
Okay, so he doesn't want to make your vote count. So what are we thinking on how to get revenge this morning?
Well, I was thinking maybe you could call and pretend to be like a voter registration organization that you're trying to check to see that he's actually registered, and you just ask him some weird questions to verify and like tell him that all his answers are wrong.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I like the punishment will fit the crime. So basically mess with him to saying that his vote won't count either.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just piss him off. Like, he's going to be so upset.
I love that. All right, what's your husband's name?
Dennis,
that's right. Dennis, all right, we're going to call your husband Dennis and mess with him, okay?
All right.
It's your favorite prank calls. It's up next, The Morning Mess. It's The Morning Mess inside your favorite prank calls, Nacho's Revenge. We spoke to Rachel. Man, this is the week to be having this Nacho's Revenge.
Yeah.
Rachel needs revenge on her husband. I guess he hid your ballot from you because you guys aren't voting for the same person.
Yes, that's correct. My husband, Dennis, has been hiding my mail-in ballot, and I am so fed up. And now I want you guys to prank him and make him think that his vote isn't going to count.
Because you said that he was hiding this ballot. Like, you found it in multiple places.
Yeah. And I confronted him, and he was just like, oh, you know, like, it must have just, like, fallen into my underwear drawer.
Fallen in.
So your idea is to call him up, ask him some questions to make him think his vote won't count as well.
Yeah.
I'm in. You guys in?
Yes.
Here we go.
I'm excited.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Dennis, please?
Yes, this is Dennis. Who is this?
Hi, hello, Dennis. This is Nacho Chavez. That's Nacho with two O's. And I'm calling from the verified voter who verified the vote. How are you today?
I already registered my vote, and I don't need any more help. Thank you very much.
Well, actually, this is the problem. We are here to verify voters who verify the vote, and we cannot verify you.
What does that mean? Why can't you verify me?
Well, sir, we can, but it's all good. No worries, because this should be easy and quick. I can verify you right now, and then you will have no issues, okay, Denise?
Oh, it's Dennis. How do I verify?
Okay, I just have a few questions here, and then we'll be all set, okay?
All right.
First question, Mr. Denise. Can you tell me the name of your wife's first pet, please?
My wife's first pet?
Yes, her first pet. Surely you would know that as you being her husband, correct?
Well, shouldn't you ask me the name of my first pet?
No. I need hers, please.
Okay. I think it was Gracie.
I think it was wrong. No, that is not it. It was actually Rocky. Her first pet was a rock, so that was wrong.
Okay, that's not really a pet. Do you have any questions about me that I can answer?
Yes, next question. What was your favorite color when you were 6 years old, Denise?
Blue.
That appears to be incorrect. According to your mother, who we got a hold of, your favorite color at the age of six was seafoam green. So, seafoam.
I don't even know what color that is.
So I might have to say that this is not looking great for you, sir, but we'll continue, okay, Denise?
All right.
All right. What was your high school mascot?
Okay, that would be the Cougars.
Yes, great. That is correct. Good job, Mr. Denise. I actually am starting to believe you that it's actually you right now, okay?
Okay, well, I'm verified now. Are we good?
Not yet. I mean, you got two questions wrong, one right, so we need three more right before you get verified, okay? Because I know this vote is very important to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, my next question. When was the last time you cried?
What the hell?
Just the answer question, please.
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Are you saying you can't answer the question, Denise?
I honestly don't know the last time I cried.
Well, okay. It says here the last time you cried was when the Clippers lost, so...
Hey, I don't even watch basketball.
Why? You don't watch basketball? Look, Denise, I don't know if you know how serious this is, but I cannot verify you with voters who verify to verify votes. We cannot count your ballot this year. I'm so sorry, Denise.
What? Wait, what the f***? I'm registered to vote. I have my registered voter's ID card. It matches my license. I have my ballot, and I'm voting.
Okay, sir, don't curse me out. Please don't yell at me. I'm very sensitive.
Well, you're telling me my vote won't count if I don't answer your bullshit questions. I'm going to yell.
Okay, sir. Sir, you and Rocky are going to have to calm down. I have one more question for you. If you get this one right, then you're verifying you all to the good. G-double-O-D good, okay?
Ask the question.
Let's take a deep breath first, okay?
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. This is ridiculous.
I didn't hear the breath. Go ahead.
Ha.
Okay, there you go. Don't do it. What is the name of your third cousin from your mother's father's side? Divorced twice, married once, twice removed on a Saturday, on a full moon.
What question is that? Why don't you ask me normal shit? Like, what's my social security number? What's my birthday? What's my alias? How the am I supposed to know this? You better verify me because I'm voting. Who the is laughing?
Dennis, really quick, we gotta let you know that you're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess, and your wife, Rachel, put us up to this prank call.
Payback for you hiding my ballot, okay?
Okay, all right.
You feel good?
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.